Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
If you cannot learn and accept the fact that the detour is the path upon which God is leading you, you'll constantly struggle with doubt and wonder whether or not God is really in control. Now, possibly you're asking, what does that mean, the detour is the path? It's simple. A detour means that you have to accept something which is not of your choosing. But if you are confident that God allowed the detour sign for whatever reason is unimportant, then the detour is the path. I've been thinking of the life of the Apostle Paul. If ever a man had to come to grips with this issue, it was Paul. Why? Paul's first detour was one lasting about 3 years. Here's the story. After Paul's conversion, he was ready to go, start preaching and evangelizing, telling the world that this Jesus whom he had opposed was indeed the Son of God. Nobody listened. Nobody trusted him. A plot on his life was narrowly averted when a friend put him in a large basket and lowered him over the wall of the city of Damascus. He headed for the desert and stayed there for 3 years. He was starting to learn the detour is the path. After that, he met up with James and the brothers in Jerusalem for 2 weeks. Nothing came together, so he went back to his native Tarsus in the Zagros Mountains and, are you ready for this? Actually made tents for the next 10 years. What a letdown. It was becoming more apparent that the detour is the path. Finally, Barnabas sought Saul out and said, Brother Saul, God has need of you. He could have responded, What do you mean, Barney? For 13 years I've been ready to go. No, he said nothing. The path was now becoming more apparent. After fasting and prayer, the elders at the church in Antioch sent Barnabas and Saul on their first missionary journey. But he was soon to learn that the path contained many detours. Imprisonment, rejection, persecution, a thorn in the flesh, shipwreck and affliction. Lesser men would have quit. To the Thessalonians he wrote, For we wanted to come to you, certainly I, Paul, did, again and again, but Satan stopped us. Detour. Again, Luke wrote, Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept of the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. Another detour. This one led to Greece. Yes, the detour was the path. That's not all. When he was in Jerusalem, he was arrested and imprisoned for 2 years before being sent to Rome. He was under house arrest for another 2 years. Of this he wrote, Now I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel. Paul would readily have acknowledged that detour is the path. Here is his testimony. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Frankly, I am absolutely amazed at this man we call Paul and how he learned to handle the detour. He knew God was in control, and the detours were the unexpected turns and stops which God had designed in his life. That is why he could proclaim that God's grace is sufficient, that his strength is perfected in our weakness. May God help us to make him Lord and thus to acknowledge He's the God of the detour, and the detour is the path. Until you understand that God is the God of the detour, your life will be one constant source of frustration. Paul's attitude was unreal. Instead of grumbling and complaining, he saw the detours as great opportunities for God. Until you learn that He is the God of the detour, your life will be frustrated. Remember, the detour is the path.